Hi, and welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, the podcast arm of Earbuds Podcast Collective. I'm Arielle, your host and the founder of Earbuds. This episode covers the week of July 6th through 10th, 2020. Earbuds Podcast Collective is a listening movement. We send an email every Sunday that contains a theme and five podcast episodes on that theme, and each week's podcast picks are curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. Before we start, just a note that I am currently driving across country, not currently, but I am en route for the next few days and recording on the go, so the audio quality may sound a little different than you're used to. Let's jump into the episode. We've got an amazing resource for indie podcasters as our sponsor for the next 2 weeks. They're called Indie Drop-In. It's a podcast network that promotes indie podcasters. More on Indie Drop-In and how to get your show featured later in the show. On Feedback with Earbuds, I'll share our five podcast episode recommendations of the week and some information about our episodes. We'll also share some podcast industry news, Patreon shoutouts, and then we'll wrap it all up. First up, our Earbuds Podcast Collective recommendations. This week's theme comes to us from Eugene Leventhal and is called The Future and AI. Here's why Eugene chose this theme. He writes, "The increased use of AI to automate decision-making has exposed, amongst other issues, problems with bias and the potential for automating more than many might imagine." Here are the episodes chosen by Eugene for this week's theme, along with short descriptions of each episode. The first episode comes to us from With a Side of Knowledge and is called On AI and Why We Need Humans and Tiger King. It's 37 minutes long. Here's the description. After AI for the People CEO Mutale Nakonde's visit to Notre Dame had to be canceled due to the coronavirus, we asked her to join us virtually to discuss artificial intelligence, bias, and whether Tiger King broke the brain of the Netflix algorithm. The next episode comes to us from Consequential and is called The Black Box. It's 28 minutes long. In this episode, inside the black box, important decisions are being made that may affect the kind of jobs you apply for and are selected for, the candidates you'll learn about and vote for, or even the course of action your doctor might take in trying to save your life. However, when it comes to figuring out how algorithms make decisions, it's not just a matter of looking under the hood. The next episode comes to us from Sleepwalkers and is called Chocolate Chicken Chicken Cake. It's 35 minutes long. If there's one thing that sets people apart from machines, it's creativity, right? Automation may take over certain jobs, but what happens when algorithms start to learn from our work to create their own? In this episode, the host speaks with people using AI to generate films, poetry, music, and even recipes. And the founder of Google X, Sebastian Thrun, explains what's powering this new wave of AI. The next episode comes to us from 99% Invisible and is called The Eliza Effect. It's 45 minutes long. Throughout Joseph Weizenbaum's life, he liked to tell people this story about a computer program he'd created back in the 1960s as a professor at MIT. It was a simple chatbot named Eliza that could interact with users in a typed conversation. As he enlisted people to try it out, Weizenbaum saw similar reactions again and again. People were entranced by the program. And the last episode of the week comes to us from Invisibilia. It's called Raising Devendra, and it's 30 minutes long. Here's the description. What happens when you treat artificial intelligence with unconditional love? Those are the episodes chosen by Eugene for this week's theme, The Future and AI. Follow along with the discussion of this week's podcast episodes by using the hashtag FuturePods. Each week in our newsletter, our curators have a chance to shout out something that they love or want to promote. It's called our self-promo section. They can shout out a project that they're working on, a company they admire, a movie they really enjoyed, or anything. Here's what Eugene wants to tell us about. He writes, PSA, after being in bed for most of the last month thanks to getting Lyme disease, watch out for ticks. Unrelated, if you want to support my personal podcast on drug history and policy, you can check it out wherever you get your podcasts. It's called The History of Drugs in Society. Next, this is the section where we usually do some podcast industry news, but this week we're skipping out on the news. While there's a lot going on, as we said, we are on the go this week, so instead we're going to direct you to our favorite sources. As always, please make sure to check out Sky Pillsbury's Inside Podcasting newsletter. You can find that at inside.com/podcasting. There's also, of course, podnews.net, which is a daily newsletter written by James Cridland, and you can find that at podnews.net. And of course, the Bellow Collective, which does contain some podcast industry news, but is mostly recommendations and podcast criticism from an amazing group of writers. That's at bellowcollective.com. We will be back soon with podcast industry news. Next, it's time for us to tell you about our sponsor. We are always grateful for our sponsors, but I'm super pumped to tell you about this one because I know many of the listeners to this podcast and subscribers to the newsletter are indie podcasters who are always looking for ways to promote their shows. Indie Drop-In, that's our sponsor for the week. They can do that for you. Indie Drop-In is a podcast network that promotes indie podcasters. That's you. It's a podcast, and it is 100% feature episodes from other podcasts. Listeners of Indie Drop-In get to hear an entire episode from your podcast, and if they enjoy it, they can follow you. Your featured episode on the Indie Drop-In feed includes your cover art, your show notes, your calls to action, and everything that your podcast contains. The goal of Indie Drop-In is to drive listeners to your show. It's 100% free to join. They never charge the creator for anything. To learn more and to sign up, go to indiedropin.com/earbuds. Again, that's indie, I-N-D-I-E, dropin.com/earbuds. We are super grateful to our Patreon supporters, Alyssa, Cole, Dan, Jared, Michael, and the Retro Network. You can also become a supporter. Just go to patreon.com/earbudspodcastcollective. You can support at as little as $2 a month. We give away some pretty cool things, so go ahead and check that out at patreon.com/earbudspodcastcollective. See you there. Head to our social media to find links to the episodes that we mentioned at the top of the show. We're on Twitter at earbudspodcall, and we're on Instagram and Facebook at earbudspodcastcollective. You can sign up to receive our podcast recommendation email at earbudspodcastcollective.org. It goes out every Sunday night. This show is written and produced by me. It's edited, mixed, and designed by Daniel Turek. Our newsletter is edited by Abby Kleonsky. I'm actually recording in her living room right now. Our theme music is by Matt Sweeto. We'll be back next week with more podcast recommendations. If you like what we're doing with our newsletter and the accompanying podcast, let us know by leaving a review on Apple. It helps people find the show. Just go to ratethispodcast.com/feedback. That's ratethispodcast.com/feedback. It'll take you to a browser where you can choose where you want to leave a review. It's super easy and it takes 2 minutes. Thank you in advance. One more note, just want to shout out my other podcast, which is called Counter Programming with Shira and Ariel. We are currently number 76 in the world in the comedy section, so that's a pretty big deal we just found out today. So if you have a moment and are looking for a new distraction cast, that's a podcast that came out during coronavirus, acknowledges the existence of coronavirus, but gives you a few minutes to think about something else, go to Counter Programming with Shira and Ariel. We focus on anything counter-related, anything with the word count or counter in the title. We just did an episode on Count Olaf. We've done one on Negronis, the cocktail, because apparently the Negroni was created by a count whose last name was Negroni. We covered all the different countertops, and we will continue covering more counter programming to our heart's content as long as this coronavirus situation continues, and then probably some more after that. So go ahead, check that out. Thank you so much for joining us this week, and we'll be back soon with more. Catch you next time. Have a safe week and keep on listening. Bye.